Madam Clerk, will you call the roll? See, do we have a quorum for the Milwaukee Redistricting Committee? Milwaukee County.
Roderick?
Here.
Borkowski?
Here.
Johnson?
Yes.
Weishaun?
Yes.
West?
Present.
Thomas?
Here.
Mr. Chairman?
Present.
A quorum of seven is present.
Madam Clerk, item number one.
Item number one is from the County Board Research Analyst submitting the 2012 redistricting plan recommendations.
Okay. Mr. Boatman?
Mr. Chairman, the report is before the committee. It has been before the committee since the last meeting. I have nothing to add unless there's questions.
All right. I'm trying to get myself back buttoned up again. All right. Item number two. We will come back to item number one.
Thanks for sharing, by the way.
Huh?
Thanks for sharing.
Well, you see me button myself up, okay. We have a motion for approval of item number one, but I would like to make sure that we have everything on the table because we will submit everything to the board. Item number two.
Item number two is possible consideration of other redistricting plans submitted to the committee.
Okay. We have Supervisor Jerzyk in front of me right now, and Supervisor Cesar is here. Okay. Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have prepared my plan to offer as a compromise. I can tell you I will not support the 18 plan for a number of reasons. First of all, the census showed that the major population shift was south, and I do not believe that the 18 plan respects that reshift. I also do not like the 18. A half of 18 is 9. What's the majority? Would be 10. So that, in effect, gives even greater emphasis to what was the prior status quo. The 18 plan, and I want to make it clear, the red lines are municipal boundaries. We tried to get you a map that is in color so you could kind of see where the districts are. I offered this to take the two supervisors that are announcing retirement, Holloway and DeBrun, and taking their districts and redistributing them. The map actually is what I would say somewhat cleaner in terms of the blocks or the districts. It doesn't have the look of a gerrymandered line that perhaps the prior maps had. I offer this as a compromise in hopes of avoiding a protracted discourse on redistricting. I do think that there's a fair amount of public opinion that we should be redistricting downward. In other words, fewer members. I may well, and I have been working on another map that has a different number. I did have some concern about the process. I wanted a bigger map, but I was not able to get it for the committee before today. So basically what we did here, and thankfully with the help of Alexis, kind of cut and paste what was a program that was helpful in doing the redistricting, but it's not as clear as the larger maps that were presented. So I apologize for that, but quite frankly, we were scrambling to get this much done. I'd actually like to look at additional districts that go towards the further reduction of the board, but for today, I felt that it was at least necessary to offer this compromise. If this board wants to try to reach what I think is a reasonable, at least, consensus to move on, this offers it. Now, yes, it does reduce the minority district by one, but it also reduces one white person as well. So in that regard, I think it still is... It approaches the balance. The other problem I see with the 18 is, if anything, the Latino population has increased this decade. And by going way up to the north corner to reduce one supervisory district, there is in no way an ability for the Latino district to try to reclaim that that area where they might add some representation. So that's what I would offer. It's a compromise redistricting plan. I can tell you that I will not be supporting the 18. If this one isn't something the board wants to consider, then I think we need to lay over, have an opportunity to look at some other plans, including possibly one that I'd like to redraw. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Washoe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Jersey, I just have one question. Well, why do you equate a smaller board with an efficient board?
Because of the costs involved in running our offices, number one. I am concerned about getting too small because I do think it's going to cost tremendous money to run for a county board seat. If you went down to five or six, for example, as the Greater Milwaukee Committee has suggested, you're probably talking $250,000 to run a race like that, which is going to be problematic in my opinion. But I do think that, you know, all of county government has downsized. There's tremendous financial pressures, and I think we have to respect that as a board and show some cooperation ourselves with regard to reductions.
Well, I guess with all due respect to that, I see that there is absolutely no correlation between quality government and a arbitrary number that you just pull out. It's the people that you elect to office. It is, you know, how each individual supervisor handles their affairs to determine how so-called effective they are. And I think what this does is just, one, eliminates the possibility for other citizens who want to participate in their government. As you mentioned, it starts to get extremely expensive to run for office, that it creates a different power dynamic, whether it is a city-suburban conflict or, more aptly in Milwaukee County, a corporate influence, lobbyist influence, versus a citizen's influence. And so I would hope that the county board would not look at downsizing. I do favor the 18 plan only because, I guess, perfection isn't everything. You know, that we have to deal with what's in front of us. But I think this notion of claiming efficiency by going to a smaller number, I think, is erroneous. And actually, it's really more about the transfer of power from the citizens to the wealthy and the corporate interests of Milwaukee County when they talk about reducing the size of the board. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments? Supervisor Jersey?
Well, I mean, if Supervisor Weishin wants to be consistent, he should be arguing against any reduction then. And I actually think no reduction would be a fairer process than this 18. I don't think this is an arbitrary number. We know there are two supervisors retiring, and I do think we have to show some good faith with regard to the downsizing of our county, that the board is also recognizing the need to show some efficiency and to cut some costs. So, you know, is one more arbitrary than two? I don't know. I think if we're going to be consistent in that argument, we shouldn't downsize at all. We should stay at 19. Thank you.
Well, Supervisor, the only thing I'm concerned about, you think our board was not efficient at 19 right now, because you keep saying efficient. You think we did not work as a cohesive team to make sure that we kept Milwaukee County going?
I'm not just talking about the board itself. I'm talking about our staff, about everything that goes into including. I think we're going to have to – I think there's public pressure for us to at least show there is some recognition that we've reduced our workforce and that we're going to cooperate with that. That's all I'm indicating on that.
But, Susan, I respect that. I just want to know, because I'm hearing whoever say it again, we have been very efficient, and I think we've been very – good stewards of tax dollars, and we've been working very hard. That's all I want to say, because I appreciate you putting this
I would
out.
Say this, Chairman. I don't think the cost issue is a big issue, because we're a very small percentage of the overall budget. So you and I can probably agree on that. I think it's more a fairness issue with regard to the board showing that the entire workforce is being reduced. So.
Thank you very much, Supervisor. We have Supervisor Cesar's. He have a plan for us, too. And do we have any comments from the public cards?
I don't have any cards yet.
Okay. Supervisor Cesar's, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and all those in attendance. Hope that you've been distributed a map that was prepared with the help of staff. Mr. Weddle was able to get this out late yesterday, so I'm very grateful for his assistance, and Mr. Session, Mr. Boltman as well. Opportunity to present for your consideration an alternate plan. It focuses on a number of 9 supervisory districts. It's a starting point for a discussion. Not prepared at this time to, you know, talk about any, you know, pros or cons. I just wanted to say here is one alternative that could be before this body and before the entire board and our community to see what the merits or the detractions may be for even considering a board that would consist of 9 supervisory districts. It was attempted to put together with respect for the census data and the population to maintain the percentages that are reflected in the community based on the counts and percentages, which mindful of the Hispanic, the black, the white population, and others. And those percentages surprisingly held up very well as we took a look at what would those numbers look like if we reduced it to 9 districts, and the recommended size was roughly about 105,000 citizens per district. So I just bring that forward so we can be part of the process and have that as a benchmark for comparison. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Can you just highlight a little bit more how many districts, how did you come up with your districts and how you spread it out? I just wanted to get a little summary for the record.
Sure. Okay. Took a look first at the requirements for Hispanic district, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Mindful of that, I also tried to look at the value of each district and how they figure into economic development and planning and growth for the entire county. If you look on the map, if you have it, district number 1 is where I started with the team, and we focus on the Hispanic area that we went west all the way to approximately Miller Parkway, where there's a lot of growth and development and new future development. We wanted that to be part of that district to look for leaders in that community, that area of our county, to be able to be a participant in our growth. Likewise, I believe it extended a little bit further north into the valley so that we can also dovetail some of the vibrant aspects of that community as part of our overall county. The thing that was lacking in the original today's plan of 19 districts is this area is kind of cut off from the major import-export area of our harbor, so we made the decision to consciously extend the district all the way to Lakefront. Figure that if we want to really embrace the community, let's see if it's possible to include 3 major areas of economic import and tie that into this district. So you'll see that the lines did expand to the east, to north, and to the west. If I remember right, the numbers in the county of 126,039 Hispanic members, it works out on this one district. District 1 is about 11.1%, which was of the number of districts. Based on the population, it came pretty close to 13% as represented by the absolute number. So we felt that was a good start, and with that, we decided to just continue working our way around the entire county. The biggest areas of change were taking a look at the Milwaukee aldermanic districts and with a respect for the existing boundaries for the city of Milwaukee. We see that with the annexation of the city as it went and migrated to the west and northwest, most of their districts are kind of angular in shape. So we took a look at combining 2 or 3 or 4 and then splitting them to get the right numbers. And that's why you'll see that while we have District 1, which is the Hispanic Central District, to the north is kind of a mirror image flip, District 7. It just worked out numerically and economically. It shared some of those same growth areas and vibrancies for the central part of Milwaukee. District 5, 8, and 9 going to the northwest followed the combination of the angular aldermanic districts, something that Tom Bailey, Supervisor Bailey, and I took a look at originally in 2004. The communities surrounding the city, we took a look at where we could combine areas of like interest. So, for example, to the south and the southwest, we see, you know, Greendale, Hales Corners, Franklin, Oak Creek. The numbers were such and the densities were such that we could keep those two big areas, especially Franklin and Oak Creek, with their growth and development together and with a lot of their shared economic interests along the 27th Street corridor, for example, and some of their business park development, that seemed like a good fit. We've heard favorable things over the years from those municipalities that they'd like to continue to team up with the county and each other on that type of basis. The municipalities of Greenfield, West Dallas, and parts of Milwaukee were combined into a District 6. To the northwest of that, parts of Milwaukee, West Dallas, and Wauwatosa were combined into a district. One of the thoughts behind that was that the city of Milwaukee, as well as those municipalities, all contract directly with the federal government for community development block grants, and as that, they've got a little bit more muscle, more flex, so we felt that they were working already in the bigger spectrum of things, and they've already communicated and worked well together, so it was an easy assumption to say, let's throw that out there for consideration, see if these areas would make good partners, good sense together. To the east by the airport area, that was a major area of change from where we are, and it took a look at retaining the current St. Francis, Cudahy, South Milwaukee area and integrating it with most of the area of the airport, which has very low population, but the areas to the west, north and northwest, as well as going north up to the Hispanic District number one. So there's some major combinations in that area. Not without its detractions, not without some of its benefits, but as a starting point, felt that would be worthwhile to try and put our arms or my arms around it and present it to you. In the north part of the county, I was able to combine all of the suburban municipalities along with a part of the northwestern part of Milwaukee, which is presently part of that northernmost district. So it seemed to add a few square miles to the far northwest to that area as one opportunity, one consideration. And I think that area, as I may have just mentioned, that all of the suburban municipalities are now in that district, whereas I think today some of Glendale is shared and some of the others are. So as a point of reference, a point of debate, what would it look like? What are the pros and the cons? I present this to you for our discussion, deliberation, consideration.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any questions, Supervisor? Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Cesars, I'm looking at the numbers. And I'm looking at the second row, and I believe you did say roughly 105 or so thousand would be in each district.
Yes.
What's after the total of 105, 402, et cetera, then you've got, I see again, Hispanic, white, black, American Indian. What's there? What are we looking at there?
This is the table. I think I'm seeing where you are, Supervisor and Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I would need to ask Mr. Boltman. I believe that the columns to the right of the column that's headed total then is the next column of your question, Hispanic 18, white 18, black 18,
right.
Mr.
Yes,
Supervisor. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Mr. Boltman, am I correct in understanding that's voting age in that
when
district?
When there's 18 there.
Voting age.
Okay. Mr. Boltman?
Yes. When there's 18 there, that is voting age. And everything before the total is not voting age. And the total is not voting age.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Total 18 is voting age.
Thank you,
Mr. Boltman. And thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Supervisor Demetriou have any supervisor problem?
Sure.
Supervisor Demetriou? Oh, there you go. Okay.
No, I just thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, with this plan, do we know roughly how many people would be in each district?
Yeah.
Yes.
105,000.
About 105,000.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
It should have printed, and I regret that that's not there, because when you're working on the map, that's the first thing.
It's there. It's in the middle. Supervisor,
it's the middle of the last page.
The middle column of the second section of numbers. Okay.
The point I was just trying to say is that when you divide the population, one of the first things on these map programs is it says, here's the ideal target for each of your districts. So if you plug in the number 9, it comes up with, I think, 105,354 or something. Uh-huh. So I wish that target would have been here to show how close we came. And then obviously, since this is just a draft and suggestion before us, obviously, wards can be moved to get those numbers even closer to the 105. This is something that we tried to put together in the last 48, 50 hours, and was our best attempt to help bring something to the discussion.
My last question, thank you so much, Mr. Chairman, is do you envision any staff increase? I mean, 100,000 people. I'm just wondering. I mean, yeah, I think that you might see perhaps less supervisors, which one could argue, I mean, if we're comparing to other cities across, you know, or counties across the nation, there's usually been a huge increase in staff. So I think we could all agree that one person trying to represent this many people would be really challenging.
I think that's an excellent question, and I hope that this would stimulate these sort of discussions moving forward. I think that my own personal opinion, not thinking how it would apply to this, but looking at how we provide service to the constituents, I think there might be some ways that we could tool it up, enhance it, increase staff in some areas, but perhaps why do we have to have duplication of customer service and constituent services on both levels of the county executive and the board, for example? Could we consolidate that and have a team of experts really spearheading, and instead of just one or two people doing real detailed, in-depth work for our staff, maybe there's a small repository of trained staff that'd be available to the entire board instead of each office having to have a team of experts. So there's some consolidation there and some expansion, I think, that would logically make sense, and I look forward to exploring that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So, Roderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, much of this is being talked about in terms of efficiency rather than in terms of the quality of representation. And I think one has to be balanced certainly against the other. In surrounding counties, we find supervisors representing 4,000 and 5,000 and 6,000 people per district. While here, we are already representing 51. Is it reasonable to assume that we can provide quality representation while representing twice the number of constituents that we are now? And I would argue that would be a very difficult matter, and would force the kinds of staff increases that I think Supervisor Cesars has just raised, Mr. Chairman, but on a scale that would continue to diminish the efficiencies that are being claimed here. So I think we have to weigh those things one against the other, and quality of representation, I think, is what's particularly of importance to my constituency.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor
Byrne. Is this a question of Supervisor Cesar?
It's actually about his plan. I just wanted to make a comment.
Okay, Supervisor Cesar, you can step away. You're off the hot seat.
May I just add one comment, Mr.
No,
Chairman?
No, Supervisor Bruin, you wait right there. Stay right there.
Thank you.
Supervisor Bruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, first of all, I really appreciate that Supervisor Cesar has put forward a plan that goes down to 9, even if you disagree with it, which I do. And the reason I appreciate it is I think it gives an example. I think it's a well-meaning attempt to take into a lot of factors together to figure out what you'd have to do if you want to go down to 9. And I appreciate him outlining some of his top priorities in looking at the racial lines as well as the economic development areas of interest. I appreciate all that. I think I'm not so much opposed to his exact drawing of lines. In all honesty, I haven't really spent a lot of time worrying about the exact lines. It's more the whole issue of can or should Milwaukee County go down to a 9-seat county board? And I just want to briefly say that I don't think that that is in the best interest of Milwaukee County residents. 9 seats means that in order for anyone to run for election, you would have to probably double the cost of a campaign. A campaign at this level of county government with 19 seats
is typically anywhere from a $20,000 expenditure to a $30,000, and sometimes it's been worse and sometimes it's been less. When I was first elected, and Supervisor Borkowski and I were first elected, there was a county supervisor or two on the county board that looked at us and said, you know, you spent $10,000, $12,000 to get elected. I've never spent more than $2,000. So the escalating costs of running for local government office have really increased over the years. And this plan would easily make it be $80,000, $90,000 if you're lucky to run. And in doing that, what that means is that the only people who could run for that office were people who are independently wealthy, people who are completely aligned with a well-funded partisan group or advocacy group. And that, I don't think, is in the best interest. That's not what local government is intended to be. And in fact, county government is intended to be nonpartisan. And one of my biggest complaints over what's happened since the pension scandal is that county government has become more and more partisanized. In some ways, it's almost like a mini state legislature, and we were elected to be nonpartisan. And I think a nine-person plan would make the county government in Milwaukee County even more partisan. So you either have to be wealthy or you have to be well-connected to a well-funded group. And I think that, first of all, would end up disproportionately electing, in all honesty, white businessmen. I think the chance of having women on the board would decrease. The chances of having minorities on the board would decrease. And it's not, I don't think, I certainly don't believe that's the intent of Supervisor Cesar's at all. I do think that's the practical reality of going down to nine seats. And I would hope that, and I know, I think in some ways I'm speaking to the choir now, but I did want to say before this committee, and this is a public meeting, that while I do strongly support going down more than one seat at this point, I think nine in any configuration would bring on these host of problems, and so I would hope that this board would not consider that drastic of a reduction, because I think it would forever change the face of politics in Milwaukee, or the political landscape in Milwaukee County, and it would turn out to be a rich man's game. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Cesar, do you have a comment?
Just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity to present this draft proposal to you today.
You're welcome. Thank you. We have any other supervisors would like to speak before I have public speak? Supervisor Sanfilippo, do you want to make any comment on your?
Unless anybody has specific questions, I made my presentation Friday. I'm okay.
Thank you. All right. We have a young man named Chris, but I cannot.
Amity.
Who?
Amity.
Amity. Because that handwriting was kind of rough here. Okay.
How to write without a hard surface to write
on. Oh, no. I just want to make sure you get it on the record. Come on.
Thank you very much for this opportunity to address this issue. I realize that you're under time constraints to move on this issue because of state law, and I don't want to disrupt that process, but I do want to let you know where the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin stands on this issue. I'm the executive director of the ACLU of Wisconsin. They've been associated with the organization for a long, long time, including back in the mid-1980s when the ACLU sued the Milwaukee County Board over a redistricting plan, and we went to federal court and Judge Warren, and we ended up reaching a settlement that redrew the map and in effect created an additional minority district in Milwaukee County. So we have a long interest in that, and so that's why I'm looking at this, but I'm not here today to either endorse or oppose any specific plan, in part because we really haven't had a chance to look at them in detail, because a lot of this, as you know, there's sort of the big picture with any plan, any map, but then there's a lot of number crunching that goes on. I've been able to look at the staff plan, but I didn't get the Sanfilippo plan until yesterday, and of course the new plans that are, or drafts that are being discussed today, haven't been able to look at. So I don't have an endorsement of any particular plan, but as you move forward on this, even if you move forward on it in an expedited fashion to comply with state law, there are a couple things in terms of criteria that I know you're aware of, but I'd just like to emphasize, because that's the ACLU's interest, and of course the ACLU wants to protect the the constitutional rights and voting rights of all the citizens of Milwaukee County. First of all, I want to say that, hey, we oppose reduction in the size of the county board. There may be lots of special interests out there that want to reduce the size of the county board. I'm not going to comment on their rationale or their motive, but it seems to me that too drastic a reduction in the size of the county board would, in effect, be anti-democratic. It's anti-democracy. Just, you know, the slogan over in Madison these days has been, you know, this is what democracy looks like. Well, for ACLU, I think that in terms of redistricting, democracy looks like a board of 18 or 19 or even 21. So whether it's constituent service or quality of representation or the protecting against the undue influence of special interests, the ACLU, for one, is not in favor of reducing the size of the county board. Second thing, and this you and Mr. Boltman and everybody knows, there's legal requirements that are out there, one person, one vote, contiguous districts, et cetera, and because we haven't been able to crunch the numbers entirely, we don't know with satisfaction, certainly for the plans that were introduced today, whether or not they really treat minority groups fairly. We want to make sure that African Americans and Hispanics, in particular in Milwaukee County, have an opportunity to elect representatives of their choice. And whether that means it's 70 or 65 or whatever is debatable perhaps, but we just want to make sure that either there isn't packing to, you know, have percentages that are much higher than would be required to give a good candidate a chance to get elected, nor dilution. And I think all that's well known, and there's tons of case law out there on that, and presumably you're going to adopt a plan that doesn't run afoul of the law. So those are the two things I just want to make a point. You know, ACLU and its members, for one, don't favor reduction in the size of the county board because of its anti-democracy tendencies, and two, we do, whatever plan you adopt, anticipate that it'll comply with the Constitution and the Voting Rights Act. Thank you.
I will let you know that we are going to be within the Voting Rights Act.
I assume so.
Whatever plan we take. We don't want you to come pick on us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Mr. Hall, James Hall.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Other members of the board. I am James Hall. I'm the president of the NAACP Milwaukee branch. And well, let me start by saying I happen to also be a member of the board of the ACLU of Wisconsin, and I was in the mid-80s when during the period that Chris just referred to. And in speaking on behalf of the NAACP, we share the concerns that Chris just articulated, so I won't repeat those matters, but to say we share his points of view. I'm here today, as I said, as president of the NAACP with one simple and modest request, which is to ask the committee and the County Board of Supervisors to give the public more time to have a full opportunity for participation in this process. We know that there's concern with regard to expediting the process, but redistricting is obviously one of the most important functions that you as supervisors perform on behalf of the citizens of Milwaukee County. The map that ultimately will become law will impact every Milwaukee County resident for years to come. We know all the statistics about Milwaukee and the demographics and the rising poverty levels and so forth in our community. It's such that this is a very important time in a juncture in our city, and we think that how this map is drawn can be very critical. When done in the public interest, the redistricting process can lead to districts that actually bring citizens together, resulting in a culture of robust political debate and the election of representatives who are genuinely accountable to the public. When redistricting is done in a rushed way, there's less likelihood that all those interests will be served. Now, it's said that the public would have an opportunity to participate in drawing maps and so forth, but we all know that to draw a map, it takes more than a mere 6 days. It's not a simple matter of marking a piece of paper and handing it to you. We know it involves, to have a legitimate map, it involves a significant undertaking, complex software, sophisticated understanding of how to use the software, and so forth. Now, the NACP is interested and eager to participate in that process. In fact, we've been consulting with Professor Mark Levine over at UWM and his center, who's willing to assist us with that process, but it takes us more than 6 days to do it. You publicly released the other map, the proposed map, the 18, I guess, last Friday. As I understand it, we were represented at that hearing, and we began to analyze the proposal as soon as it was made available to us. We actually reached a desire to produce our own map for your consideration only after analyzing your proposed map, and we discovered what appeared to be dilution of the African-American vote. Your map reduces by one the number of majority African-American districts in Milwaukee County. It cuts in half the number of 70% plus majority African-American districts. Furthermore, your proposed districts have less diversity than we believe is possible in terms of the way the maps are drawn. Only a single district in your map features a racial majority of less than 55%. Fully one-third of your proposed districts feature racial majorities of over 80%. And we note for the record that every single one of those over 80% supermajorities is white. So we share concerns about packing, as Chris indicated, having less lesser majorities, again, can promote more diversity, bringing people together and not actually locking in some of the severe segregation that we have in this community. Overall, as I said, our concern is to allow more time to look at the numbers. Let me also say and make perfectly clear, as did the speaker before me, that we are not here today speaking in support of a reduction of the number of seats on the board. That is not something that we support. We are here expressing the concerns as I've indicated. And we appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. But Mr. Hall, there, this process has been noted since April 1st, and we've been trying to give the public a lot of information. We have not been in a vacuum, as the previous person talked about, the state of Wisconsin. It's been open. People have opportunity to sit down and talk to anyone here, and we have been making sure that people have the opportunity to sit down and if they have some maps to bring forth. We have a 60-day window, and we're trying to make sure that we stay within our time limit because we do not want the state to draw our map or the federal government to draw our map. So we will continue to work hard to make sure that the citizens of Milwaukee County have a voice, and when the other opportunities come forth, they will be. But the committee, whatever they decide to do today, we're going to keep going forth because we want to make sure that we do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Thank you, Mr. Hoff, for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Rice, do you have a plan?
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Chairman. No, I don't have a plan, but I did want to follow up on the last discussion at the last meeting. I won't repeat the comments that I made regarding openness and accessibility of the process, but I did want to follow up. At that meeting, I made a specific request for information of the committee, and Mr. Chairman, you were gracious enough to indicate that information would be forthcoming. I followed up with you with a copy to the members of the committee, written indication of that information, and I still haven't received any response. And if we're going to act on this today, I would appreciate receiving a response to that request.
Yes, you should. I will. I will get that information to
you. All right, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much.
Thank you. I thought it was okay. Thank you. Alderman Cox, would you like to say a few words? Okay, thank you for coming. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just if we could get a clarification, because I've heard from a couple different people now that we have to have a decision done prior to next board meeting or there wouldn't be enough time. And it's my understanding with the 60-day period, it's my understanding we got the information on April 1st. That would give us till June 1st for the expiration of our 60-day period. So we could have a vote next board meeting. It doesn't have to be this board meeting. Is that correct?
I will make sure.
Thank you very much.
Make your comment. Mr. Beltman?
Mr. Chairman, the county clerk received the data on March 24th. The letter that he received, not the data, but the letter, was dated March 21st. But the statute says that the time period starts the day we receive the data, and the county clerk received it on the 24th. So the deadline would be May 23rd, and that's in the statute.
Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Bowman? Any other questions about the redistricting or any comments from the audience? Supervisor Breuer.
Just a quick question on how is the process going to work? You said at the beginning that all the plans are going to the board. Is that what you're telling?
Correct. We have a motion right now, Supervisor Breuer. We're going to go back to that motion. And then we also, since we have item number two of all the other plans, we will take a vote on that, and that will also go to the board.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say I appreciate the time and effort that supervisors and other individuals have invested in developing plans that were brought before us or the comments that were made before us. But the perception of democracy has changed in Madison, and I think that's a variable that we have failed to recognize. This plan still has to go to the state. We're in my humble belief, I believe there will be some drastic changes. I just honestly believe that, you know, the time and effort that we've invested here, that there is, and maybe I'm just being too, I don't know, maybe it's a conspiracy theory, my mind is going on, I don't know what it is, but I just, I just feel that we are unaware of some other plans that are taking place right now. And it's just my fear, and I just had to say it. I'm not comfortable with the way our state is currently being run and the way this community is being represented. And I just think we should take that in consideration as we prepare this plan.
Okay. So, Roderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think another way of saying that might be that the hyper-partisan atmosphere in Madison looms like a heavy hand over the choice of the people here. Would that summarize?
Thank you.
Okay. So we're done.
I don't.
So, Josh, you have any comments?
No, I have nothing.
Yes, Mr.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When we look at this redistricting plan, whether it be 18 or even our current board, I wish people would actually recognize the good work that we've done in the past. This is the third redistricting committee that I've been on. And when you look at it, of local government elected boards throughout Milwaukee County, when it comes to age, when it comes to gender, when it comes to race, Milwaukee County is the greatest and best reflection of our community compared to any other elected board. You go to any local municipality in Milwaukee County, and you're not going to find as many women and minorities and people of just different ages represented on that board. And so I find it just a bit strange, some of the criticism that we're getting, because when I go to an ICC meeting, the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council, I'm 45, and I'm one of the youngest people in the room. Yeah. And you know what? It's a lot of old white guys that have been on, you know, city councils for years. And all of the prejudices and all of the parochial issues that have existed for the last 50 years are all in that room. And, you know, when you compare that to the Milwaukee County Board, where we've had people, I believe Rich Niklevich was the youngest at age 18 as a supervisor, you know, coming down here. And all the way up, like I said, the different diverse backgrounds, Milwaukee County Board over the last roughly 20 years has been a very good reflection of the true makeup of Milwaukee County. And in this redistricting process going to 18, we're trying to continue that tradition of being a good reflection of our community, unlike some of these other plans and like some of the other criticism. Because I don't think if you reduce the size of the board, you're going to have the diversity, whether it be in gender, age, or even income background. So what is it? The perfection is the enemy of progress. And I think whether we like it or not, 18 is progress in this environment. Thank you.
Ms. West?
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I wanted to start off by saying that this process happens every 10 years, and I think that people are aware that this process happens. I was involved in this process in 2004. It was one of the reasons why I decided to run for county government. We created not only a Hispanic district, but a Hispanic influence district to make sure that, you know, we had representation. That was the first time in 365 years that, you know, the Southside of Milwaukee is represented by a Latino. That didn't happen on accident. It took a lot of hard work. Ernesto Chacon, Oscar Cervera, Salvador Sanchez, and Jesus Salas they've worked for years on that. And so I think when I hear people saying, you know, there hasn't been enough transparency or they're rushing the process, this is something that happens, again, on a regular scheduled basis. I was very grateful, or am very grateful, to have been able to sit on this committee because this has been a learning process for me. Do I agree always with the number of meetings that we were able to have or with the public input? No, not on every level. But I think for the most part, we had all of our meetings are open to the public. They're all printed out. They're all on the homepage of our website. I know that myself, I've been putting that information out there when I go out to my public meetings. I've distributed flyers. And I think that a lot of the other supervisors have as well. I know Supervisor Harris has had a number of town hall meetings. So I think that we've all done our part in order to get this information out there, as well as the fact that, you know, we pay to advertise our public meetings. And so I apologize that people feel as if they haven't gotten significant input in this process. But I also know that there's deadlines that are attached to this process as well. And I think that it's behoove of Milwaukee County to do our own plan versus letting that go to the court and having them do that for us. And I think, again, this is something that Milwaukee County has done on its own historically, and I think that it's something that we should continue to do. And so I've, again, been grateful for the process, been grateful for your leadership, and just the knowledge at this table and everyone really sharing with me has been, it's been a good experience for me. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So,
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If a plan is not adopted today, if a plan is not adopted today for some reason, and we have this deadline of May 23rd, I would hope that we would be able to take whatever redistricting plans that supervisors have prepared, and if anyone else wants to prepare those plans, if it doesn't happen today, so that we can go forward, because there's no way that we should be submitting or having the courts to devise and define our district boundaries. So I intend to be vigilant and make sure that we do what needs to be done so that we can go forward.
All right. Any other comments from the public before we take this roll call on item number one? Madam Clerk, will you call the motion to approve plan? Supervisor Roger, can you repeat that, please?
Yes, I would, Mr. Chairman. I would move approval of the staff report as submitted.
We are motion to move approval of staff report as submitted. Supervisor Thomas?
Just for clarity, with the motion that was given, are we approving the actual plan for redistricting 18?
Correct. Any other questions from the committee before we make this motion? Call the motion. Madam Clerk, call the motion.
On the plan of 18 from staff, Broderick?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Thomas?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The plan has been approved.
Madam Clerk, item number 2. We have 3 other plans to go forth. Since we made a motion approval on our staff report, those items, those are mute, but they will be going to the report as substitute resolutions.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And Supervisor Dmitrievich, happy birthday.
The big 3-0.
The big 3-0.
Wow.
And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming.